Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
I try not to drink alone, but sometimes you just have to, man. You got to get away. You get sideways with the wife or the girlfriend. You know, sometimes you just need to get away and crack a beer and drink alone. Yesterday had a little experience. My buddy Bob, man, poor guy. He had his car break down. It was right near my office, so he jets over, says, Job, can you give me a jump? I don't have jumper cables, so we tow him. And he gets his car all fixed, he thinks, he gets it back in place. And then I get a call about 4 hours later, and he's like, hey, Job, my car's broke down again. And I'm like, what's going on, dude? And he goes, I don't know, I thought I had it fixed, but I don't. And so then he's like, can you come get me? This time he's got his wife with him.
Can you pick me up?
Yep, can you pick me up? And he's got Maureen in the car with him. And you know what? I could just tell his whole tone was completely different. It went from, hey, man, we're going to fix this to, oh, I got Maureen with me, man. Can you just come pick me up? So as every good buddy would do and as you need to do too, on my way there, I had to hit the beer store because I didn't have any with me. And I figured, you know what? This guy is going to need a beer bad when I get there because he and his stranded wife are beside the road. So anyway, we didn't drink and drive. We had a beer, and then we towed him home. But life is good, and just think about that. Sometimes you need to drink alone and just get a little attitude adjustment.
And you just brought it because you didn't want to drink alone.
That's right.
That was your excuse. Yeah, I took the cheap route out and decided to fix that little convertible on my own. And she loves that car, but, you know, it's a made by Maserati. So to get it fixed, you got to go over to Verberg Auto. They said 2 weeks.
Right.
It's like,
I need it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So exactly.
I thought I had it all tuned up. Turns out the alternator was fried.
Right. Simple little fix.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny, man. I was feeling bad for you yesterday. You had to hate just dialing that number that second time. Oh, man. It was like 4 hours later. But anyway, so you're a grilling guy. You're not a mechanic. I get it. But anyway, it's all good.
I can fix your butt, but your alternator is a little tougher than I can handle.
Yeah. But if you know what else you are, is you're a hunter. And you hunt a lot more than I do. I give you a lot of crap about that, but you do spend a lot more time in the woods than I do, and as a result, you need a good place to get great equipment, and that's Alan Bob Sports. And joining us right now is Merle from Alan Bob's. You out there?
Good morning, guys.
Mr. Shoemaker.
How's it going this morning?
Well, we're pretty jacked up because we get to go to the MSU Notre Dame game today, and we've been making food all night. Joppy's been getting shrimp ready and pre-seasoning a little, pre-frying a little bacon. We're doing some fancy wraps. We're going to do some bacon explosions, and we're going to blow the lid off the U lot. I'll tell you, they've never seen a game like the grilling guys are bringing in. The big mitten's going to shine in the state capitol.
Can you tell he's a little wired, Merle?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, all I know is everything tastes good with bacon.
Yeah, yeah, right. You can't go wrong, right? Bacon and butter, the two of those, they you just can't go wrong.
I saw a picture of some chocolate-covered bacon the other day, and it's supposed to be the rage now. But the other rage is knocking down the big bucks, and there's something called the Big Buck Contest that starts real soon at Alan Bob's. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we're going to start that Big Buck Contest, first of bow season, and we're going to kick that off next weekend with a remote with you guys here in our parking lot, going to be doing some cooking.
I can't wait. And I know when I walk in your store, I mean, it's just about as good as seeing some deer on the side of the road. My neck starts swelling up, and I just get jacked. You guys have the best selection of equipment. It's like when you're a kid, you know, and you go into the toy store. You just, you know, you don't take mom with you when you go to Alan Bob's because she won't buy you any of that stuff.
Well, it's amazing to me the amount of moms that come in here with their kids setting themselves up with new bows and crossbows. But yeah, I was never that fortunate. How about you?
No, I was mowing lawns and milking cows to get that BB gun money.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Merle, I got a question for you. Do you guys sell the brand 10-point crossbows?
Yeah, we have just about every model of a 10-point on the rack. And
yeah.
They are great shooting crossbows.
I won one, yeah. You know what? It is. And if I can get accurate with it, anybody can because I'm no marksman. But I won this thing at a Ducks Unlimited banquet last fall. and used it. But the scope that came on it only has three green dots and three red dots. There's no, like, crosshairs on the thing. If I wanted to get a new scope, can I just buy a new scope for this crossbow?
Yeah, you can buy a new scope. You can put any of the crossbow scopes on them. You know, some of them have red dots like the one you have, and then there's others that have magnification with a regular crosshair. It looks just like a rifle scope, but it has several crosshairs in the scopes for all your ranging on your crossbow, so you can just replace that if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because I've been practicing like everybody should this time of year so that you're not shooting your bow for the first time when you climb up in the tree and the big one's underneath you. But I can't see that thing in the daylight. If it's sunny out, it's got to be almost dusk before I can see those dots. Maybe it's my old eyes and that fluorescent green and that fluorescent red, but I'll be down to get a new
Well, when they package those things up, very often they put kind of a starter scope on, too. So
yeah.
You're really asking Merle for his advice on what he would put on it.
Right, exactly. What would that be?
The red dot or the dot scopes are not a bad choice. You can get quick acquisition with them. That is a problem in bright light, seeing the dots. So you have to turn your brightness up on the scope all the way up, and then if you still can't see them, and then you'll have an issue. But the red shows up in bright daylight better than the green does. So that's what you need to use is the red in the daylight, but the green is more designed for low light conditions.
Well, Merle, I'm looking forward to doing our broadcast from Alan Bob's. I have a couple of beautiful salmon fillets we're going to plank out and bring down there, and it's going to be a good day. I guess you've got some venison ready for us, so if you're anywhere near Alan Bob's on the, I think it's the 29th of September.
29th.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on in, and after the show, we're gonna have that tack fired up out in the parking lot. We're gonna crank it out.
All right, and the early antlerless season is next weekend, so we'll be out there trying to collect some venison to put on the grill.
Oh yeah, some fresh stuff. You bet, baby.
Right.
That'll
right.
be good.
Sounds great. Appreciate you taking time. I know you got customers. We'll let you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Merle Shoemaker from Alan Bob's. Just a great resource. Love that store. Great place to go down and just get happy before you go to deer camp.
Yeah, you know, Bob, you just reminded me of something. This whole tailgate gig, you got to plan, talk about it, plan, and talk about it some more because you said you're going to plank some salmon down mm-hmm. there. You told me yesterday, Job, don't forget the planks because we got a couple pieces of that salmon we're going to do today at the tailgate. I got no planks in the truck, so we're going to have to get some of those before we get over there or change the way we cook it.
But, no problem.
You know, anyway, just think about that, guys. That's probably the biggest tailgate tip that I've got. Make a list. Check it twice, go through it again, because here I sit ready to roll to East Lansing, and one of the things that's integral in that salmon recipe are those cedar planks, and I forgot them. So anyway, coming up next, though, Brian's going to talk to us a little bit about the football schedule today all around the country, and we're going to continue with our menu for the tailgates. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We're cooking in your backyard, and we'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.